Turn again, not just here to these seats and the people whom we sit with often or maybe new friends. We return again, not just to this congregation, our sacred home. It's not just that we're back again this year, but we return again to the people we want to be. We begin to peel back the layers of our best selves, of the people we want to be for ourselves, kinder, listening more carefully to our dreams. We return to the people we want to be for our family and for our friends, the people we want to be for the planet, for humanity. We return. This day begins one of 10 days where we begin to return. If it was easy as a snap of the fingers, we would just say, here we are. We know what we need to do this next year, and we're all better. And services will be a lot shorter. But it takes time to peel back the layers of the year, the times we didn't listen carefully enough to who we wanted to be and who we were. It takes time. It takes 10 days, maybe more. So we just begin. We begin to return to you, to ourselves, to the people around us, to you, the infinite one, and to love. We return.
Shana Tova. It's a great joy to be with everyone. I bring you greetings from Rabbi Perlin and from Gary, who wish you Shana Tova. And it's wonderful to have Cantor Will with us again and to be working with Rabbi Rappaport. It's been amazing being with you all at TBS this past year. I think more than anything else, TBS is about relationships with one another. as I've seen this community, as I've felt this community, there are incredible bonds that I see in very few congregations. The support of B'nai Mitzvah families with the Levites and all of the love that goes into making each talit and to making each yad and to making each service so special. The friendships that have existed for a few years for new members and for many years for long-time members. The caring when someone has a death in their family and the bereavement committee. And the joy we experience each Shabbat. It is wonderful being here. I will tell you on a lighter note that because I'm an interim rabbi and move every year, back a couple of months ago, I did get a panicked call from U-Haul. They said, Rabbi Crystal, you're one of our best customers. Where are you? And I said, I've got a 2-year gig in Virginia. I'll call you in a few months. And it's really wonderful being all together and being as a community. We continue now with the candle blessing on page 49. I'd like to invite Bill and Cindy Aid and Deb Poyas and Alan Christensen to come to lead us.
Son, united with Jews of every place and time, we proclaim a new year of hope. May the light of the divine shine forth to lead us, to show us the good we must do, the harmony we must create. Let the fire we kindle be for us a warming flame, whose brightness shows us the path of life. Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Kidshanu B'mitzvotav Vitzivanu L'Tadoler Shel Matov. Blessed is the eternal power that inspires us to kindle the light of Yom Tov. Blessed is the source of life and light. Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shehachianu v'kiyamanu v'higianu lazman hazeh. Blessed is the eternal power of the universe for giving us life, for sustaining us, and for enabling us to reach this season.
We continue on page 51 with the singing of Esa Einai.
Adonai
Shomrecha Adonai Tzilcha Al Yad Yeminecha Yomam HaShemesh Lo Yakeka V'yareach B'layla Adonai Yishmorcha Mikora Yishmor et nafshecha, Adonai yishmor tzeitcha uvoecha, me'ata ve'ad olam, me'ata ve'ad olam.
We continue. On page 52. Bechodesh ha-shvi'i be'achad u'chodesh yelechem shabbaton. Zichron trua mikra kodesh. Kol malechet avodah lo ta'asu. In the seventh month, on the first day of the month, there shall be a sacred assembly, a cessation from work, a day of commemoration proclaimed by the sound of the shofar. For those who are able, please rise. Yi ratzon milfanecha Adonai Eloheinu velhei avotenu ve'imotenu. Shetachadei shaleinu va'al kol beit Yisrael et hashana hazot. Shanat chamishet elefim ushva ma'od v'shmonim. L'chaim l'shalom, l'sason l'simcha, l'shua l'nechama v'nomar amen. May do this new year called 5780, bring to us and the whole house of Israel life and peace, joy and exaltation, redemption and comfort. May this new year bring us life and peace, joy and exaltation, redemption and comfort. Amen. Be praised, eternal our God, ruler of the universe, who brings on the evening. With wisdom you open heaven's gates, with understanding you make the ages pass and seasons alternate. Your will controls the stars as they travel through the skies.
Creator of day and night, rolling light away from darkness and darkness from light,
you cause day to pass and bring on the night. The Lord of hosts is your name. O living and eternal God, rule us always to the end of time. Blesses the Lord, whose word makes evening fall. Baruch atah Adonai HaMa'ariv Aravim. Unending is your love for your people, the house of Israel. Torah and mitzvot, laws and precepts have you taught us. Therefore, O eternal our God, when we lie down and when we rise up, we'll meditate on your laws and rejoice in your Torah and mitzvot forever.
Day and night we reflect on them, for they are our life and the length of our days. O may your love never depart from our hearts. Blessed are you, O Lord, you love your people Israel. Baruch atah Adonai, Ohev Amo Yisrael.
Shema
Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Baruch Shem Kivod, Malchuto, Leolam Vae.
Please be seated. V'ahavta et Adonai Elohecha b'chol levavcha u'b'chol nafshecha u'b'chol me'odecha v'hayu ha'divarim ha'ele asher anochi mitzavcha hayom al levavecha v'shinantam levanecha v'dibarta bam v'shivtecha b'veitecha u'v'lechtecha v'aderech Uvshochbacha uvkumecha, ukshartam laot al yadecha, vahayu latotafot bein einecha, uchtavtam al mezuzot beitecha, uvisharecha, lama'an tizkaru vaasitem et kol mitzvotai, vitem kiroshim leohechem, ani Adonai Elohechem, Asher hotzeiti etchem me'eretz Mitzrayim, liot lechem Elohim, ani Adonai Elohechem. You shall love the Lord your God with all your mind, with all your strength, with all your being. Set these words which I command you this day upon your heart. Teach them faithfully to your children. Speak of them in your home and on your way. When you lie down and when you rise up, bind them as a sign upon your hand. Let them be a symbol before your eyes. Inscribe them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Be mindful of all my mitzvot and do them. So shall you consecrate yourselves to your God. I, the Lord, am your God, who led you out of Egypt to be your God. I, the Lord, am your God. All this we hold to be true and sure. You alone are a God, there is none else, and we are Israel, your people. You are a king, delivering us from the hand of oppressors, saving us from the fist of tyrants, doing wonders without number, marvels that pass our understanding. You give us our life. With your help, our people has survived all our oppressors. You did wonders for us in the land of Egypt, miracles and marvels in the land of Pharaoh.
You led your people Israel out forever to serve you in freedom.
When your children witnessed your power, they extolled you and gave you thanks. Freely, they acclaimed you sovereign. In full of joy, Moses and all Israel sang this song.
Ra'uvanecha, bokei hayam lifnei Moshe.
Moshe u'Miriam, Zeli anu ve'amiru, Adonai Eloh le'olam avad. Me'ne'emar kifada Adonai et Yaakov, Ugalo miad chazak mimenu baruch ata Adonai gal Israel.
The top of page 59. Cause us, O eternal God, to lie down in peace, and raise us up, O sovereign, to life renewed. Spread over us the shelter of your peace. Guide us with your good counsel, and for your name's sake, be our help. Shield us from hatred and plague. Keep us from war and famine and anguish. Subdue our inclination to evil. O God, our guardian and helper, our gracious and merciful ruler, give us refuge in the shadow of your wings. Guard our coming and our going, that now and always we have life and peace. Blessed are you, O Lord, whose shelter of peace is spread over us, over all Israel, and over Jerusalem.
Yitgadal v'yitgadash me'rabah.
Amen.
Be'alma divrach yirutei v'yamlich malchutei v'chayechon v'yomechon v'chayei d'chol beit Yisrael
ba'galaba.
V'yitbar'ar v'yitramam v'yitnaseh v'yithadar v'yitaleh v'yithalal Shemei d'kudesha
v'richu
Leila min kol birchata v'shirata
Tush v'chata v'nechemata Damir v'amiyama v'imeru Amen.
Please rise for the tefillah. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu v'Elohei Avotenu, Elohei Avraham, Elohei Yitzhak, v'Elohei Yaakov, Ha'el Hagadol Hagibur v'Hanora, El Elyon, Gomel Chasadim Tovim, V'Kone Hakol, V'Zocher Chaste Avot, Umevi Geula Livnei V'Nehem, Lama'an Shemo Ba'ahava. Lord, you are our God, even as you were the God of Abraham and Sarah, the God of our fathers and mothers, the God of all the ages of Israel. They are our past, as we are their future. We recall their vision and pray for the strength to keep it alive. Help us, O God and shield, to keep their faith.
O God, shield of Abraham, Sarah's help, in all generations,
be our help, our shield, our God. Remember us unto life, O Sovereign who delights in life, and inscribe us in the book of life, O God of life.
The words for Lamancha Zochreinu can be found inside your service folders.
Sorry.
Baruch atah Adonai, Magen Avraham.
Amen. We continue responsively on the bottom of the page. Love is the thread that binds our lives in a lasting fabric which time shall fray. Which time? Each generation will lift the fallen to their feet and hold them as they learn to walk.
As they learn to walk, the sickness of our time will be healed by those who drink deep from ancient wells of truth.
From ancient wells of truth, they will draw strength to keep faith with those who sleep in the dust. We praise the source of life and power who has implanted within us immortal yearning, undying hopes. Ata kadosh v'shimcha kadosh u'kadoshim b'chol yom yahaleluha sela. You may be seated. We continue together on the top of page 65. On this day of remembrance, we pray for awareness. Let love and compassion grow among us, and goodness be our daily care. This day may we find well-being. This day may we discover the eternal strength that abides among us. This day may we be helped to a life that is whole. Amen. You transcend our deepest thought and elude the keenest eye, yet all who dwell on earth may find you. Every creature's form proclaims your glory, for all that breathes is one creation, children of a single kingdom. Thus was it written of old, the eternal God of Israel is the king whose dominion extends to all creation. The kingdom of law is the domain of freedom. Blessed is the law that sets us free to find gladness and joy. Praised be the power that makes for freedom, that blesses the house of Israel and the day of remembrance.
Ritzei Adonai Eloheinu Be'amecha Yisrael Tefilata Be'ahavati Kabel. Humbled in prayer, we seek to reach you, hoping to be heard. Hearts open wide, longing to be true. Everywhere.
the bottom of page 66. A world where miracles spring up to meet us along the way, we hold you close and give thanks for morning light, for evening calm. Sun and moon, sea and sky, snow and mist, city streets and country lanes. What joy to know you, how excellent to touch you. To live and nothing more would be enough to make us glad. Yet morning, noon, and night, a task awaits us.
The lost and hungry to be found and fed.
The sick and sad to be healed and cheered. The peaceful world to be built and kept. Blessed is the gift of life. Blessed the source of life and its tasks. We continue with Shalom Rav, our prayer for peace. We know in the year ahead we may not reach perfect peace, but we hope with all of us working together, we may move closer to that vision. Words there are and prayers, but justice there is not, nor yet peace. The prophet said, in the end of days the Lord shall judge between the nations. They shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Although we must wait for judgment, we may not wait for peace to fall upon us like rain. The teacher said, it is as though they have brought peace to all Israel, indeed to all the world. Peace will remain a distant vision until we do the work of peace ourselves. If peace is to be brought into the world, we must bring it first to our families and communities. The psalmist said, seek peace and pursue it. Be not content to make peace only in your own household. Go forth and work for peace wherever men and women are struggling in its cause. And at this time in our service, we pause to think of all of those on the eve of a new year who are ill. Our prayers go out to all who are watching us on live stream because they are not well enough to be here. We hope that this year ahead will bring healing and comfort and peace. to all our friends and family members and to all the world. We continue with Misha Berach on the back inside cover of your prayer book. We continue silently, each with the prayers of our own hearts.
Say shalom.
There's a story told of a man who comes across a wise thinker at the edge of a river, and he says to the thinker, "Can I sit with you for a while? Can you please teach me the wisest thing you know, because I want to spend my life in the pursuit of peace, and you must have learned something in your wisdom. Can you teach me how I can be like you, a peacemaker in the world?" And the wise thinker turns and looks at him for a moment, grabs him by the neck and drags him down to the river and shoves his face into the water. And the man begins to splash and tear at the wise man until finally, gasping, the wise man lifts him up, and sputtering, the man says, Why did you do that? When you put my face in the water, I couldn't breathe. And the wise man says, "What is it that you wanted most in the world?" And the man says, "Well, of course it was air." And the wise man said, "Well, when it is that we want peace as badly as you wanted air, then maybe we would have peace." And let us say,
we continue with one of the hallmarks of our High Holy Day service, a poetic prayer, Avinu Malkeinu. Please rise. Avinu Malkeinu Shema Kolenu. Our Father, our King, hear our voice. Avinu Malkeinu Chatanu Lefanecha. Our Father, our King, we have sinned against you. Avinu Malkeinu Chamol Aleinu Va'al Olaleinu Vitapenu. Our Father, our King, have compassion on us and on our children. Avinu Malkeinu Kalei Dever V'Cherev Ra'av Me'aleinu. Avinu Malkeinu, Kale Kol Tsar Umastin Me'aleinu.
Our Father, our King, make an end to all oppression.
Avinu Malkeinu, Kotvenu Besefer Chayim Tovim.
Our Father, our King, inscribe us for blessing in the Book of Life.
Avinu Malkeinu, Chadesh Aleinu Shana Tova. Avinu Malkeinu Harem Keren Yisrael Amecha.
Our Father,
Avinu Malkeinu Chanenu V'anenu Ki Ein Banu Ma'asim Asei Imanu Tzedaka V'chesed V'hoshienu.
Avinu Malkeinu Shema Koleinu. Avinu Malkeinu Chatanu Lefanecha. Avinu Malkeinu Ta-pe-nu.
You may be seated. He is just now receiving the news. His brother, the brother he cheated out of an inheritance 20 years ago, is after 2 decades coming to meet him. Oh, and his brother is bringing a very large group of his closest friends. He is stricken with terror. He fears for his close family members. He fears for his estate. But mostly, he fears for himself. He begins planning. Divide up my extended family, he tells his closest aide. He can't get everyone if we're separated. He selects an extremely generous gift package for his brother. And he gets on his knees and prays to God for the welfare of his family and himself. He could try to make a run for it, but he knows what he needs to face. He needs to move toward what he fears most. Despite his terror at what might come, Jacob knows he must cross the Yabbok River and face his brother Esau. And as we read in the first book of the Torah, the book of Genesis, that is what he does. Each of us stands on the bank of a river this evening, on this eve of a new year, 5780. Many of us harbor a catalog of fears. There are standard fears, universal fears, personal fears, fears specific to our current time and place, fears that can make us want to run, to hide. And yet, here we are, ready to cross. With the setting of the sun, we enter new and unfamiliar territory, a new Jewish year. What awaits us? What do we imagine might await us? Are we afraid of what we'll encounter in this new land of 5780? And how will the fears we carry affect our journey? Al tira, al tiru. These phrases appear many times throughout the Torah and into the rest of the Tanakh, our Bible. Before the parting of the Red Sea in Exodus, in preparation for battle in Deuteronomy, before the battle of Jericho led by Joshua, in the book of the prophet Isaiah as a comfort to a downtrodden people, Al tira, literally, do not fear, usually followed by, for God is with you. Do not fear, really? Do not fear in the face of war, when facing death? Do not fear an incredibly dangerous situation? What kind of advice is that? Don't fear. Thanks, Torah. Of course, the early founders of Judaism, the rabbis of 2,000 years ago whose words live on in Mishnah and Torah, were nothing if not pragmatic and realistic. They completely understood that a religion cannot legislate emotion. Even God can't demand that people feel love or not feel fear. Human beings don't work that way. Our early rabbis knew that while you cannot make people feel or not feel a certain way, there is something you can do. You can direct people to the appropriate way to act, how to behave as a result of an emotion. An example, it says in the Torah, love your neighbor. Our rabbis taught we're not required to actually feel love for the men, women, and children who live down the street or across town or over in the next state. But we are required to behave toward them with respect as the beings created in the image of God that they are. For Jews, love your neighbor means to treat your neighbor, your fellow human being, as someone who is loved. So it is with Al Tira, do not fear. Judaism does not demand that you never feel fear. That is clearly not a good idea. Al Tira is, like the directive to love your neighbor, an imperative on how we are to act. We need not move ahead without fear. We are to move ahead despite fear. Fear is not to be the sole deciding factor in how we behave, the choices we make, the words we speak, whether we are an individual, a community, a nation, or a world. Decisions are never made well when they come directly out of our fears and anxieties. Jacob stands on the bank of the Yabok River. Evening falls. He is alone, in the dark, in the wilderness, perhaps confused and disoriented, unsure of his choices. The Torah text reports that he struggles all night long with some kind of being. With what is he struggling? The text is unclear. Is he struggling with a person? With an angel? Or is Jacob wrestling within himself? Is Jacob spending the long, dark night battling with his own personal fears and anxieties, his doubts and his lack of clarity? Perhaps he knows the way that is right, but he doesn't know if he can summon the courage to take that path. Like our ancestor Jacob, each of us wrestles with doubts and fears on this holy night. A Rosh Hashanah reality that has marked every Jewish New Year in our people's history. There are personal fears that remain classic favorites, never seeming to go out of style. Fear of failure and rejection and embarrassment. Fear of speaking up and speaking out. Fear of abandonment or losing the people in our lives. Fearing what others think of us. Of acting or appearing foolish or stupid or incompetent. Fear of not being good enough. Fear of wasting our days or years or lives and not living up to our best selves. We have fears about health and money, children and parents. And then there are the specific fears that mark a particular era. On this Rosh Hashanah 5780, we may additionally feel fear, rising anti-Semitism, being the victim of a mass shooting, environmental collapse, terrorism, an unclear political future. Rosh Hashanah's past contained their own specific fears, large-scale terrorism on American soil, nuclear war, being drafted, pogroms by Russian Cossacks, being exiled from one's homeland, and of course, much worse. Being fearful is part of what it means to be human, and it is absolutely part of what it means to be a Jew. But just as Jacob's night of struggle eventually has to come to an end, day will dawn and action will need to be taken. So will the sun rise on us tomorrow, and there we will be in a new year. And we will need to go out into the world on a path of our choosing. On this day of reflection and looking ahead, each of us has choices to make. Which path do we take? Each one of us needs to decide whether or not to speak up about something we feel is not right, whether or not to take a chance on a new challenge that may prove difficult, whether or not to try to connect with people who may reject us, whether or not to attempt to correct a situation that has long been bad but which may not be correctable, whether or not to be honest when the consequences of our honesty may be great, whether or not to be vulnerable when we may get hurt. And because it is easy to see life through the lens of our fears, it is tempting to perceive our choices as being one of two paths: a dangerous road of risk, of putting yourself out there to be vulnerable, possibly to fail, and a safe road of status quo, of laying low, a road where one tries to walk invisibly while constantly ready for any and all dangers. But here's the thing. 2,000 years ago, Rabbi Hanina made a statement that rings incredibly true to this day. He said it as part of a Talmudic discussion about the traveler's prayer. He said, "All roads are presumed dangerous. All roads are presumed dangerous." And so they are. When we, driven by anxieties to take no risks, choose to live an undesirable status quo, that road is dangerous. That is a road with a high likelihood of depression, resentment, unhappiness, regret. It is the road taken on which we can become bitter over time. And if everyone chooses the road of keeping to themselves, never speaking up, trying to stay under the radar, that road leads to a very frightening and potentially evil world. But wouldn't it be wise in our modern setting to move ahead in a continual state of high alert, always prepared for the worst to spring on us? There is scientific research to show that living in a high state of alert raises your risk of PTSD, of social anxiety, of sleep problems. It increases one's chance of being diagnosed with heart disease 300 to 500%. It is shown to be connected to greater intolerance for people of other races and religions. All roads are dangerous. Dangerous personally, and dangerous for a healthy society. Which brings us back to our Jewish teaching, Al Tira. Do not allow your fear to drive the bus down your personal road. It is like trusting the path of your life to a drunk driver. Your journey is being decided by something with no critical thinking, no ability to discern or analyze, and very poor judgment. Jacob wrestles in the darkness all night. And then he sees the sunrise. He understands the struggle has to end. It is time for him to move forward. He then understands that his struggle has been a holy one. His fear has gone one-on-one with the godly voice of conscience within him. Perhaps the toughest battle of his life. But he knows he must do the right thing. He must face his brother who he wronged. He is still scared, but he knows he cannot allow that fear to cloud his judgment and his conscience. We learn from the Torah that it is because of this struggle that Jacob's name is changed. He will now be known as Yisrael, Israel, meaning the one who wrestles with God and godliness. This struggle leaves Yisrael with a wrenched hip. He now walks with a limp that will be with him throughout the rest of his life. Each of us is Yisrael. Each of us is part of the people Israel. We as individuals and we as people have long wrestled with making righteous choices in a scary world. Our history, both personal and communal, has left us with a limp, with an injury that we carry emotionally, if not physically. We know that our worst fears can actually come true. But we must remember that a weakness can actually be a strength. Perhaps Jacob, Yisrael, went through his life reminded by his limp that although there are times in life that are wrenching, he has within him the godly strength and resilience to get through with dignity and integrity, as do we. One of our earliest Jewish teachers, Ben Zoma, asked, "Ezahu Gibor, who's the one who's brave and mighty?" His answer, "The one who can control his negative inclination." Or to phrase it a different way, the one who can put his or her fear in perspective. We will make choices today and every day of 5,780. Many factors will go into these choices. Fear will be one of them. Fear must not be the dictator over them. Jacob's worst fears were not realized, just as, thank God, our worst fears are unlikely to be realized. Esau greeted Jacob in peace and with open arms. All was forgiven. But of course, Jacob couldn't have known that in advance. The outcome of his meeting with Esau was out of his control. The outcome of our choices and our paths is very often out of our control as well. There is no safe path. But we can control how we make our choices, how we take many factors into account, how we make the right choice for us and those around us with integrity, with honesty, with good self-knowledge of what brings us fulfillment and joy, with an eye toward our vision of a respectful, caring, peaceful world. Even though our fears don't vanish, that is how we live the teaching of Al-Tirah. That is how we enter 5780 with courage. Shana Tova.
It's only a journey across a very narrow bridge. It's a journey. You don't know where you're going. Can't hide from it. Don't dare fear from it. And if you're lucky, small
a journey across a very narrow bridge. Oh, Olam Kulo Gesher, Gesher Tzar Me'od. Oh, Olam Kulo Gesher, Gesher Tzar Me'od. From every direction, there will be roads to choose.
We continue on page 71 with the Kiddush. I'd like to invite Steve Miller and all of those who help with our security team to please come to the Bima. For those who are able, please rise.
Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Borei Pari HaGafen. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Bachar Banu Mikol Am V'Rom Amanu Mikol Lashon V'Kidshanu B'Mitzvotav V'Titen Lanu Adonai Eloheinu Be'ahava Et Yom HaZikaron Hazeh Yom Teruah Mikra Kodesh Zecher Letziat Mitzrayim Kivanu V'charta Ve'otanu Kidashta Mikol Ha'amim U'dvarcha Emet V'kayam La'ad Baruch Ata Adonai Melech Al Kol Ha'aretz Mekadesh Yisrael V'yom HaZikaron. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam Shehecheyanu V'kiyamanu V'higiyanu L'azman Hazeh.
L'chaim.
L'chaim. Drink up. Somebody's got a drink.
They think they're still on duty. Please remain standing. We continue with the Aleinu on page 72. The last three lines are different in the Siddur.
Thank you.
Please be seated. I'd like to invite Neil Seiden to come, the president of our congregation, for High Holy Day greetings.
Shana Tova. On behalf of the Board of Directors, greetings. Welcome to our Erev Rosh Hashanah service and the start of our 5780 High Holy Days. I'd like to start by making an announcement, which should come as no surprise. That's what temple presidents do. We make announcements. It's in the job description. I'd like to announce that over the last 15 months as TBS president, I've come to a new answer for myself, at least, to the question as to what or who is God. As a lifelong Reformed Jew, and especially as an adult, I've struggled with this question. Moreover, my view of what or who is God has morphed over time from cluelessness to superficial views, and today an abstract image. As a young child, I don't recall having a God image, which may have been influenced by my father. My dad had a limited interest in going to temple, and God was rarely discussed at home. When I was young, he told me his enthusiasm for shul was muted by unpleasant memories of the bad breath and smelly beard of his old Orthodox rabbi. I'll call this my clueless phase. My earliest memory of thinking deeply about God was as an eighth grader in religious school when we studied comparative religions. One Sunday, a nun from a local Catholic church spoke to our class. Among other Catholic mysteries, she tried to explain the Trinity to us. I just couldn't wrap my head around it. Three are one? I realized then how satisfyingly simple the Shema made my life. We declare God is one, and we don't have to worry about other prime numbers. Then, as an active nifty team, the experiences that most shaped my love of Judaism, I found a sense of God in the creative services we held, in the sunrises and the sunsets at Kutz Camp. And later still, I had a renewed sense of God when my wife Beverly and our children came into my life. I'll call this my superficial phase. My board experience, and especially my time as president, has reshaped my God view. What is God for me now? Today, I embrace an abstract yet simple answer, which for me is a profoundly powerful image. For me, God exists in the relationships between and among us, in the communities we build, in the lives we live together, and in the relationships we cherish. For me, God is here in this TBS community, in our collective worship experiences, in our lifelong learning, in the tikkun olam we do, in the celebrations of our simchas, and in the caring and love we express and share when there is loss and pain. And God was there last night when we sat a Shiva minyan with Carol Berkowitz and her family. And thank God I'm a Reformed Jew. As a Reformed Jew, I can be a Jew and question the very existence of God or hold this or any God view, and each of us can have our own God view, and it's great because of Reformed Jews, we're all right. And I am grateful to be a Reformed Jew and part of this TBS community. I am grateful that as a community, we have embraced our transition. And yes, the paths may be dangerous, but they're ones that we must take, and we must embrace the changes that we are undergoing. I am grateful and thank the rabbis for their continued support and helping sustain us. I am grateful for the board and all the volunteers who have helped us continue to be a strong, caring, inclusive community as we plow new turf and find our way. We won't have to wander for 40 years until we're finished, but it might feel like it took that long to get the next Rosh Hashanah. And I am grateful for all those who spent countless hours planning and making these High Holy Day services special and meaningful. Thank you to all who helped create and support these wonderful sacred services as we join Jews worldwide celebrating our new year. If you helped in any way plan or support our High Holy Days, please raise your hand. I know there's more of you because there's not enough hands up, but that's okay. Thank you to all of you, whether or not you raised your hand. I especially want to recognize Rabbi Crystal, Rabbi Rappaport, Cantor Will, and Sue Cohn for making these High Holy Days special, for inspiring us and leading us in worship and in song. Lynn Richmond and Ellen Wolnick and the High Holy Day Planning Committee, the parking team and the chair team, these folks tended to every detail from tickets to parking to chair setup and cleanup. The officers and the board of directors who work in so many ways to make the High Holy Days happen and who over the holidays and every Shabbat are your ushers. And if you are watching this service on the streaming, live streaming, or even looking at the screens, you thank our video team in the back, and a special thank you to Dennis McLaughlin, who does tech today and all year long. During these High Holy Days, please take a moment to thank our rabbis, our staff, and our many volunteers for all they do. And of course, a few announcements too. Rabbi Rappaport will lead a Tashlik service at Burke Lake at 4:15 tomorrow at the Burke Lake Marina. It's a chance to symbolically cast your sins upon the waters. And if you parked at the church, please use the shuttle bus to return, and please drive carefully and slowly while on church property tonight, tomorrow, and Yom Kippur. And a special note, there's a funeral tomorrow at the church. Please be sure to park in the back of the church where we should be parking anyway. For all of us, 5780 will be a year of continuing change. May we face it with a renewed sense of commitment to our TBS community that has served us so well over the last 33 years. May 5780 be a year filled with health and peace and hope. May our nation find ways to heal its divides. May you embrace the opportunities to perform mitzvot tikkun olam and be in the community of TBS with other members as you create peace in your home, in our community, for Israel, and in our world. And may your God, image of God, protect and keep you, your families, and all you love throughout this new year. Shana Tova.
Thank you, Neil. Page 73. The light of life is a finite flame. Like a candle, life is kindled. It burns, it glows, it is radiant with warmth and beauty. But soon it fades. Its substance is consumed, and it is no more. In light we see light, in light we are seen. The flames dance and our lives are full. But as night follows day, the candle of our life burns down and gutters. There is an end to the flames. We see no more and are no more seen. Yet we do not despair, for more than a memory slowly fading into the darkness, with our lives we give life. Something of us can never die. We move in the internal cycle of darkness and death, of light and life. For those who are able, please rise. On this Shabbat, we remember our dear ones who have passed away, the members of this congregation, our community, all of those who have lost their lives to violence in the world, to disaster, and in the defense of freedom, and those with no one to remember them. Together we say, Yitgadal v'yitgadash shemei rabah, v'yama divra chirute v'yamlich malchute, v'chayechon uv'yamechon uv'chaye d'chol beit Yisrael, ba'agala uv'zman kari v'yemru amen. Yehei shemei rabah mevarach le'alam amei amaya, yitbarak v'yishtabak v'yitpa'ar v'romam v'yitnasei, Vitadar Vitale Vitalal Shmeit Grusha Brihu Leila Minko Birhata Vashirata Tushvahata Venechemata Damiram Bealma Vimru Amen Ye Shlama Rabba Min Shemaya Vahaim Malenu Vialko Yisrael Vimru Amen O Se Shalom Vimromav Huya Ase Shalom Aleinu v'al kol Yisrael, v'emru, amen.
V'emru, 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 v'emru.
Imru. Amen. Please be seated. Our closing song is Hine Matov.
How good it is.
How good it is.
How sweet it is.
How sweet it is.
To be together on this day. How good it is. How sweet it is. To be together on this day. Hine matov umanaim shevedachim kam yachad. Hine matov umanaim shevedachim kam yachad. How good it is, how sweet it is to be together on this day. How good it is, how sweet it is to be together.
Were able, please rise.
Yivarecha Adonai v'yishmerecha.
May God bless you and keep you.
Ya'er Adonai panav elecha v'chunecha.
May God's light shine upon you and may God be gracious to you.
Yisa Adonai panav elecha v'yasem lecha shalom.
May God's spirit lift you up. May God give you shalom, wholeness and peace. Amen. Shana Tova.
Shana Tova.
Shana Tova. Shana Tova.